This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Today marks 1 year since President Trump withdrew from the Paris climate deal. In response, 17 states and 2,700 mayors and business leaders have pledged to go ahead and honor the deal that calls on the U.S. to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 26% by 2025. But does this get to the target? Here's Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein.
Since President Trump walked away from the deal, governors, mayors, and CEOs have challenged themselves to do more. John Larson is with the research firm Rodian Group.
Prior to the Paris pullout, a lot of states felt that the federal government had things covered. But now, obviously, people are at least trying to rise to the challenge.
The U.S. is on track to cut emissions by 13%, about half the Paris target by 2025. Recent steps, like New Jersey requiring power companies to generate more electricity from renewable resources, has supporters optimistic. The climate treaty campaign called We're Still In has signatures from 450 U.S. mayors and thousands of executives. Antha Williams is with Bloomberg Philanthropies.
What we aim to do is turn those really important commitments into strong action.
This morning, Bloomberg Philanthropies announced a $70 million challenge that will go to the 20 U.S. cities that present the most ambitious projects to combat climate change. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.